Right. I don't know what's going on. I've not got a cold, but I keep meaning to blow my nose. So this is it. This is death. It will have to be Sean times tomorrow.
Glad that we're doing this over Zoom because I do not want to get ill.
No.
Right. What? How are we doing this?
I think we just go for it.
This is we just chaos go already. For it.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right, if you're new to Fancy Another Pod, we normally do this like every Sunday, but for Celebrity Big Brother, we've just decided, let's just jump on straight after.
We're doing a Craig David Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to chill on Sunday.
I mean, I was gagged within the first 5 minutes of Celebrity Big Brother.
You know what it was, right? It's because, obviously, it was ruined by the rumours and the newspaper, who we won't name, ruined it, like, last week. But I was still gagged. I was still gooped. I was like, yeah, this is great. This is great.
We knew Sharon was going in. We knew Louis was going in. But we just... There was still part of me that thought, that's not going to happen, is it? Like, because we've had this before with, was it Stormy Daniels years ago? But can I just say, aside from Sharon and Louis, what a cast, what a glow up ITV. You've got
honestly,
current soap stars, current
you know what I loved
stars.
As well? It was the order they put them in. It was like highs and lows. It's like, yeah, we don't really know them. Yeah, my God.
I think
I loved it.
Let's get Louis and Sharon straight out of the traps, because I think, providing that neither of them say anything problematic in the next couple of days.
Which I think is going to happen. I'll give it to Wednesday.
It's definitely going to happen. I think they will both be out within the week. I think Sharon will leave and then Louis will choose to leave.
Well, Sharon's only in there for 5 days, so is she going out the door on Friday?
I think so. She'll probably leave, and I think Louis will then that night leave at the house, because I think what might happen is, and I think what we might see over the next couple of days is how they were speaking about people, and I think that will be played in the house. And for Sharon and Louis, I think they're very confident behind a microphone in a circle that they're comfortable with, but it looks as though they've been put in a room full of people that they don't know and they don't have to perform.
I don't think they knew they were being filmed in that room. I don't think they knew. It was a fact that Louis, within seconds of being on the show, ruined the magic of telly. Sharon's in there. I know Sharon's in there. Louis, please.
We've got Bradley Richards from Heartstopper. I think, I'm going to say it now, let's make our predictions. Who do we think is going to win?
On.
I think it's Bradley
Richards. Top three. Do a top three. Give me a
Bradley
top three.
Bradley Richards. I think Levi Roots will, and Ekin-Su. I think that's the three.
Okay. I think Nikita.
Yeah.
I think Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ekin as well.
What I love about it is that I think quite a few... I mean, Fern Britton. I think she could have potential as well.
Look, we move over, Diane. There's a new mother in town.
So, initial reactions then. So, we've seen people going in. It gave me all of the things that I wanted from a Big Brother launch that we missed when the civilian version came back. Chaos, camp,
I think
fireworks.
What we need to talk about, like, the last series, obviously it was great. AJ and Will were fabulous last series, but I can see that they've really worked on themselves. They were on fire tonight. The comedy, the quips, the back and forth.
The chemistry.
Stunning. Love. Honestly.
Real,
and you know what? Even the
chemistry.
Even the little, even like the non-rehearsed bits, like the kiss from Sharon and like the quips from like what was happening in the house. On point. Mm-hmm. On point. Like, gave me Davina tease. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I can't. I just, for me, again, I said this about Big Brother when it first came back, the glow up on ITV, the ITV money. They're really going for it. I think I'm going to, this is quite a bold statement.
Oh, go on.
I think it's going to be one of the biggest shows on TV again. I think it is going to be like that. Give it a couple of years and it will be up there with the Traitors.
What do you think this series is going to give, though? Because I think everyone was shocked at how well the last series did, and a lot of people put that down to it being on in the winter, nothing else was on, But I thought he did really well. What do you think of this? Because we've just had The Traitors, which is probably the biggest TV show
well,
of the
Bally,
last 5 years.
I'm going to be honest with you. We're in a cold snap. And we're in cold weather territory. I actually iced my car this morning.
No.
So it's cold and people are wanting to stay in. You know, like it's been my birthday. So I've also spent a lot of money.
It's March. We are in a brand new month, a new star sign. Get over it.
So I'm going to be staying in, watching it. You know, that's the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Cold
it
snap,
is a cold,
stay
cold...
in.
And it's only on for a few weeks, so it's easy to commit to.
And I really think that in the landscape of today's television, I think all we need is a couple of weeks. It's 2.5 weeks. That is going to be enough to get some good drama in it. What's crazy, though, is that the last Channel 5 series of Celebrity Big Brother was 5 weeks. It's half the amount of time. But I think by having it a smaller series, you get bigger and better cast. And
yeah, and more budget to fly into tasks. Speaking of tasks, Louis and Sharon were set a very important one, The Circle of Danger. I'm really gutted they put ZZ in last minute.
Let's talk about the task.
Let's
talk about Sharon and Louis doing this to begin with. Right. One, they look like
it looked like Judges' Houses. I was like, right, he's getting
it's
into your category.
A mix of Judges' Houses, but I feel like we've all got that friendship like that Louis and Sharon have. Like we all have that one person that we get around the witch's cauldron. It becomes a bit of a coven, and you sit there and you judge people. Like, let's be real, we're all
we
humans.
Do we do it every week before we press record, darling.
So I love that. I don't think that they gave ZZ enough time. I think that ZZ and Louis Walsh will have an argument. That is my prediction in the next week. Because she's known, I mean, I don't know much about her, but from the off, she was saying that she's not afraid to speak her mind. She wasn't afraid to go in there and say what she
I like
thinks.
What you said, though. It's all about the resolution. And I agree.
Yeah, no, completely.
Get things off your chest, get it out in the open. It's a matter of how you rebuild that bridge.
But Louis is someone that likes to push people's buttons. And I think if you've got someone in there that will react when their buttons are pressed, I think we're in for some nice drama.
Louis is an arse. He is not arse. He's like, look, I've had my career. I've had my fun. I've got my money. I've got Boyzone and Westlife under my wings. I don't care who I piss
off.
But
has he got the money?
I love that energy.
Has he got the money?
The Westlife royalties must be given.
Darling, he's just walked into the Celebrity Big Brother house on a Monday evening.
He's got nothing else to do. Look, he knew who everyone was. All he does is eat microwave meals and watches telly by the sounds of things.
I know. Well, Chef Mrs. O can do a baked potato. I can't believe we're even having this conversation.
I just love it. I'm going to love to see Louis Walsh just interact with these people. Louis Walsh and David having a chat in the garden. Are you crazy?
Bring it on. Bring it
on.
Be
amazing.
Why do you think Sharon and Louis did pick those three to be put up for potential eviction?
I think I would have picked David as well. He is giving like attention seeker. It's night one. It's also giving very much Jenkin.
So
Jenkin gave this exact same energy on night one.
I've met David at the Birmingham Bullring and had lovely, lovely energy. And you know when you meet someone...
I'm not saying he's a lovely person.
I think he's genuine. I think that is him.
I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying first impressions. You know, I can see why Louis and Sharon would do it.
What about Gary?
I kind of wish they
are royal.
Come on. Gary even said himself, what am I doing here? I don't know what you're doing there, darling.
Yeah.
Get back to catching fish and putting fish fingers in a box. Come on, darling. So I think it was Daddy Beard who tweeted, I hope he's bought the secret recipe for chicken in the house. Lord, Colonel Sanders is in the house, darling. No, but what is he doing there? What's his claim to fame? Someone's uncle.
It's given last minute booking because Kate's gone missing. That I can't see any more than that. But it's...
No, but he's been rumoured for a while. I reckon they gave him 50 quid.
They've done what, you know, that Z-listers do when they slide into a DMs of like a restaurant and say, look, I can give you exposure, so can I have a free meal? That's what's happened.
Yeah,
here.
Like Jess Glyn did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Brother have slid into his DMs and said, look, we can't pay you for this, but we'll give you a bit of exposure if you fancy it.
Yeah. No, I don't. I, you know I hope what? He's out first. He's talking like the room that was probably someone else's. Get out. Get gone.
Yeah. But these are the people that you need in the house because he will spark the fieriness in other people.
Well, I mean, it went back to the house just before the show ended. Mm-hmm. And he looked like he was giving Fern a right grilling. I'm like, right. Here that's the people we want.
So. Fern is going to be brilliant at this. And me and my housemates kind of said the same thing. Do you remember when I'm a Celebrity was in Wales and Kate Garraway went in? Oh, was she in? No, it was in the jungle. Yeah. Kate Garraway was in I'm a Celeb. And all she did for the whole series was present. She was
in
presenter mode and she was asking questions. She was interviewing. I think we're going to get from Fern.
I feel this is what I would do if I was in the house. I'd be like, come on then, let's have a little chat.
Yeah.
I get into this habit on nights out. Sometimes I start interviewing people on nights out. I'm like, tell me about your life.
It's like the GPAs, morning after. I come down and walk shame to your room. It's me and you sat in two opposite chairs like we're on Michael Parkinson and your
sister the producer.
Like, shut up.
Okay, so those three people are in danger. If they were up for eviction, who's going?
It's vote to save, which means those that have a bigger fan base are likely to vote. I sadly
Gary's gone.
Think I think ZZ could be at risk.
I know ZZ's got quite a big following, quite a good social following, to be fair.
But it's about the general public and who watches Big Brother or who is just, you know, a casual viewer that might vote.
I do think Gary, if unless what he does in the next few days, he could be at risk.
Yeah, I think
David's
all right.
I think David's going to be safe.
Interestingly, they didn't say that all three are going to be up for eviction. They said they're at risk of being evicted. Yep. So it makes me think there's a further choice.
I reckon it's going to be a bit like Olivia's task last year. They're all going to have like secret missions.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? We'll find out tomorrow.
This space. Listen, we're going to be doing this every morning following an episode of Big Brother, aren't we?
We are. And we're going to be joined by some very special guests. If you, as a listener, are a Big Brother super fan and you want to get involved, all you got to do is just hit us a little DM on the Instagram. Fancy a
slide on in. Slide on in. We want to hear from you. Predictions
in.
Then for Tuesday's episode.
I think it's just going to be a lot of getting to know each other. I'm very excited to see the housemates' reaction to Louis and Sharon. Obviously, they know they're in there. I think it's like the worst kept secret ever. But I'm very excited to see ZZ, David. ZZ and David looked more hurt than Gary. So I'm very interested to see their reaction to when they come in. And hopefully they hear the reasons as well.
And who do you think, two people that are going to get on really well and two people that you think are going to come to blows?
I think Ekin and ZZ will get on really well.
Yeah.
And I think two people that will come to blows. I think David
Sharon
and Louis might,
and Adore.
Well, yes. I think Sharon, David and Louis might come to blows.
I love this.
I think.
Love this. I think Ekin's going to get on really well with David. It seemed that when the camera cut to them, they were laughing and having a giggle all the time. So I
they're ITV Huns, aren't they?
I think this is where you and I differ slightly, isn't it? That I fall more onto that. Look, I love Saturday Night Takeaway.
I don't mind it, but I am an older person, so I am very much of Louis, Sharon and Gary caliber.
It's giving bus pass.
It's literally giving bus pass. Let's quickly talk about outfits, because Nikita, straight away a meme.
Yeah, but look brilliant.
People calling it a loo brush, a bat scrunchie.
Without any clothes on.
Stunningly, it's a gorgeous bunch of housemates.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for little Craig Tinker, who was very casually dressed.
Yeah, I mean,
like, everyone's in their best.
Darling.
And he's just come in a t-shirt. It's Big Brother doll.
Yeah. Life launch, what are you doing?
It's your home turf as well. It's ITV. Come on, Craig.
Dressed like he's one of those boys
I'm not
that have
stop
gone for a wild night out.
I'm not going to stop calling him Craig all series.
I well, I thought, why are they calling him Coulson? He's Craig, but he definitely is Coulson. There's also Ekin-Su looked beautiful. Like a Bond girl.
Yeah. Not you yawning.
Sorry.
It's a late night. Look, this is what I mean. We're recording this quite late at night. So can everyone please support the pod? Subscribe. Send it to a friend. Tag ITV. Say, look.
Normally, I'm in bed for 10. And if a late night for me is that I watch the first
I thought
15
I was
minutes.
The old one.
Well, normally it gets to 10. And sometimes if I'm feeling a bit alive, I might watch the first 15 minutes of the 10 o'clock news to see if Tom Bradby's presenting it. Because on ITV, he's a little bit sarcastic. So when it's getting
on... Are you not a late in live watcher then?
Again, first 15 minutes. That's what I am. Yeah. I can't do it. I've got to be in bed for 10:15. And at the time of recording, this is 22:52 on day one of the Big Brother Celebrity Big Brother.
This is like 3 a.m. for you.
Yeah.
God. Right, look, everyone. Celebrity Big Brother has kicked off. We're going to be here every single morning giving you a little rundown of what's happened in the house the night before. The tea, the chaos, the gossip. Some very special guests along for the ride for the next few weeks. If you want to be a part of it, you know what to do. Slide into our DMs like a few of you already have, and we cannot wait to get you on for Fancy Another Pod every single day for the next 3 weeks.
Ta-ra!
Bye!
Fancy Another Pod with Bali Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaia original podcast.
That was all right, wasn't it? Look, I'm very sorry for keeping you awake until God knows what hour.
I can't
look,
do
it's
this.
It's going to be done, darling.
No, I
You're
can't
gonna
do
have
it.
To, doll. Now get in that edit suite now.
Just get Sean Times
get
in.
Get in there. I'm going to lock the door.
Just get Sean Times in for the next 2 weeks.
The Sean Times experience. Yeah, look, I'm going to go and check their timeline. I need to see what memes they've posted. This is a full-time job.
What has been your fave meme?
So far, the one that I made.
So fucking
have you not
yourself.
Said that?
No.
Look, I'm going to tweet it on our account. If you want to see the best tweets, follow us on Instagram, Fancy a Pod.